and
the Laying It All on the Mat podcast
begins with a song of rebellion.
I'm just a ghost of my former self, forming a non-formidable, more bionicle toxin of mental health. Was never born into wealth. I jumped out of my mother with two horns sticking out of myself. God is in the details, but they my messes now from what planet he hails.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laying It All on the Mat, a UCW Zero semi-annual podcast.
I think that's what we are at this point.
Or semi-annual?
Tri-annual, maybe.
We'll see how it goes, but we did say on our last episode that we would come back for the big ones, and 15th anniversary show, I'm pretty sure, is a big show, don't you think?
Yeah, it was...
Just a little bit.
You know?
Figured we'd make an exception to our hiatus.
Yeah. I had a cool intro. I have to do my stupid song shit intro.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I was listening to Simple Plan today, so here's how
go. Okay, never mind, you don't get to go. Also here is Cody.
Hey, guys.
I mean, Dave.
Yeah, that's right, Dave McClure.
He has a twin.
I do.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's got a little twin.
Is he just like Cody, or is he different?
He looks exactly like Cody.
Yeah.
Oh. The appearance is...
No, Dave shaves. I like to be manly. Don't... What are you doing, Lindsay?
Yes,
making sure the information adds up.
Found out that Dave McClure shaves his arms.
I really want to touch.
Anyway.
Who are you?
Oh.
We all know who you are.
I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. Did you miss us? Did we give you enough time? Did we give you long enough to miss us? It's been like a month and a half, I think. When did we do the end of year show? Wasn't it like...
It was like in January.
The middle of
like
January?
Middle of January.
Okay, so it's been like 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to be back, and we're glad you're back with us.
Yes.
Welcome. So tonight we are talking about UCW Zero 15-year anniversary show. Big deal.
Spectacular.
Big venue, big everything, big card.
Lots of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Trying to get a lot of people on the card.
I realized why I'm an introvert last night, so much so. I love people, but I hate them. It's an interesting relationship.
We got to see a lot of the worst of human beings in a lot of ways.
This is why I don't have friends.
Nothing inside the guardrail, obviously.
Oh, but no, but...
Everything outside the guardrail was kind of made you doubt your faith in...
Humanity.
...the future of this planet. Anyway, we'll get to that. So... What do we usually do? It's been a second. How do we run the show?
We do thank yous, right, first?
We do thank yous. Who do we thank?
The wrestlers.
And the listeners.
Yeah. And the wrestlers, the listeners. You guys came back. What's crazy to me is that people are still, like,
looking at the page.
Invested in the show, even though we haven't been doing one. We still get notifications.
Yeah, Facebook will tell us.
So people still give a damn.
Wow.
And we appreciate that. That's very cool. Also, the wrestlers. There was a lot of wrestling last night. We sat and witnessed a lot of wrestling. So
yes.
We appreciate everything that went into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we? Well, let's talk about the actual overall experience before. I don't know if you have any insights, Cody. But the delay? Do you know what was going on with that?
The what?
The delay.
Delay.
Advertising 5 o'clock for doors opening and then not opening the doors until 6.
It was like quarter after 2.
I don't know.
Did you not know what was going on?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't get in until
Wow. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. So what was it like from your perspective, then? What was going on for you?
Just hearing the crowd. It was so lit up last night. The
crowd was lit, yo.
Oh, goodness.
For real.
Hashtag.
But, yeah, it just... The boos towards Josh Damian were hilarious, but so loud. So very loud. And then the cheers. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big experience for you. This is your debut.
Yeah.
Wait, no. It was Dave.
Oh, yeah, it was Dave's debut.
It's his twin's debut, man.
Do you have any insights about the debut that...
Your twin?
Your twin had?
He loved it.
How's his chest?
Yeah, that was my next question. How black is his chest?
It's just a little red with a tin of blood. That's all.
Oh. Will you show us? I don't know if I want to see it, but will you show us?
I'm curious to see some of the damage, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
It is just curious. Like, I'll obviously, like, stuff happens. Like, shit happens and everything. And I'm glad, because I'm looking out my bedroom window right now, and it looks like there's about a 70% chance of the apocalypse happening.
It looks like the zombie apocalypse.
I'm glad that wasn't yesterday. It was actually a decent night to be outside. And, like, stuff happens, but it's also funny to know that, like, it doesn't matter if they advertise 5 o'clock for doors or 6 o'clock. They start a half hour late every time. Regardless. So. Yeah. Yes, UCW is going to be UCW.
Okay.
Shall we proceed?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
So. Should we talk about them throwing stuff to the people first?
What?
They threw swag.
I'm sure the match of the night was Marcus versus the merch.
Either that or...
He had to get it all tossed out and...
Or Marcus versus Josh Damien maybe been the first actual match.
That's true.
So they go back and forth. Yes. Which I can see why this may have been a difficult show to run. Just based on the fact that, like... Did you see the audience makeup? Did you, like, get a chance to look at the crowd? Like, anything like that?
No.
Not like, this really. this was not a typical UCW Zero crowd.
Yeah.
And part of that's for, I mean, a couple things on that. Like, I think it goes to show how much of a draw Ray is for the Latin market. I mean, how many people there had never seen UCW before? A ton of them. It also goes to show how well UCW did at marketing, especially to that demographic. Because they came out, it worked.
Yeah.
They sold the place out, apparently. I don't know if they actually did, but they announced that they did. So, and it looked pretty full. I know people were standing.
Yep.
So, it was good for them. So we have, this is new, I guess this has happened since we've been gone. So this is, what's his name, Marcus?
Marcus, the one guy. I don't know.
What's his actual name?
It's Marcus.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems that he was an MC of sorts. Is that kind of his role at this point?
General manager? Yeah.
Okay.
He's a general manager.
I thought he
right
just
now.
Took over for the anniversary show. Or does he have complete power now?
As far as I'm aware, I mean, he could.
Maybe we'll just see at the next show where they take it from there.
Yeah, we'll have to see where it goes.
Because I thought that it was just at the anniversary show he would take over for Josh Damien.
Mm. So they go back and forth, and Marcus goes over. So, match number two.
Match number... Oh, yeah, that, never mind. I'm with you on that.
No, we'll see. Match number one. We had... A triple threat match between Kid Cave, GT Busan, I still probably can't say his name for some reason, and Zach James. Thoughts on this one?
This was a fabulous way to open the show because, like Matt said before, a lot of this, the people who come in had never been to a UCW Zero show before. So they're here for Ray, but it showcases everything that UCW is all about. It had, you know, athleticism, a great way to start the show. It was engaging, it was fun, and it reminded me a lot of comic books.
Mm-hmm. That kind of reminded me of the point I was trying to make before I kind of spaced it, but they probably needed to have some sort of, like, interaction between former authority figure and current authority figure. Because a lot of those people didn't have any idea of, like, story. And so, you need to tell these people, like, that happened. Well, like, did you notice, like, when they brought out the commentators, like, he was in the ring telling people who to boo. Mm-hmm. Like, he was making sure, like, okay, this is someone you want to cheer for.
But like, I think once the crowd, like, the regulars showed who they were cheering for, the crowd kind of followed suit with that. So I think having the regulars there was helpful to the newbies.
And that's kind of bizarre, too, like, because all those people were still there. Like, all the regulars were still there. They were just, like, way spread
dispersed out.
So there wasn't, like, this pocket of, like, kind of is when you're at the actual UCW arena.
Yeah.
It was, like, they were just really spread. Like, it was kind of interesting. But you still heard them all. Like, it still felt like a UCW show, just a really big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I like that. Oh, yeah, the triple threat. So, I think it was all pretty back and forth. Everyone, I think, got a chance to shine on it. That spot where Zach fell onto the guardrail. You see that?
I hope he's okay. Because, ow, like it probably we heard really it. Sucked. And we were, like, in the very back.
It's like almost like he took it on his ribs. Like,
yeah.
It looked like it really sucked. What's it like to see Cade work face for you? I mean, it's kind of like a whole new gimmick because...
We've never seen it in person.
That and, like, it's... He has a mask and it's way different than...
He's been Kid Cade before.
I know. But I'm saying for us.
Oh, yeah.
Who came along after Kid Cade, and the first exposure we had to him was through
Reign of Insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's quite interesting. Because he retains a lot of the same elements that he used as a heel. But then he also brings out a lot more athleticism in his character. Which makes sense, because he's kind of supposed to be a luchador of sorts. Right?
Maybe. I think so.
Okay. So, anyway, we get Zach James, who goes over with the curb stomp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good way to open the show.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get match number two, which was the, what do they call it, Cody? I mean, Dave, Cody, who are you right now? You're Cody?
Yeah.
Okay, you can be Cody. They call it the junior rookie...
Rookie of the Year Battle Royal.
Young Boy Battle Royal, what they call it?
Rookie of the Year Battle Royal.
Okay.
It was good. I mean, there was a lot of impact. I thought it was cool. Trey Matthews and Andrew Sowell, Odwin.
We're not addressing the elephant in the room. And by elephant, I mean the little elephant in Lil Pepe.
Oh.
Lil Pepe's back.
Was that actually him?
That was Lil Pepe.
Oh, yeah, see his gear? H.O. in Mexico.
He was... So Lindsay was trying to explain to me. She's like, that's Lil Pepe. And like I told her, I was like, okay, if Lil Pepe comes out, I'm going to do the worm.
He didn't do the worm, so Matt needs to...
Because I was trying to figure out...
You owe us a worm. That was Lil Pepe.
I couldn't hear her. And he got a haircut.
He still came out. He had the tattoos and everything.
Yes.
But he looked so different. He didn't have the bandana.
He had the bandana.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Where?
It was a money bandana.
A what bandana?
It was, had money all over it. It was like dollar bills.
No.
I did not see this. But,
they bring him back, and... You miss and it. You, damn it, Matt.
Wow, man.
No sell.
The one that wanted Lil Pepe the most.
I mean, I kind of got him, right? I mean, yeah, if that was him, which I'm not even sure if I'm down with this idea in the first place, that it even was him. I think this may have been a Dave McClure, Cody McClure situation.
Matt's biased.
Maybe this wasn't.
Dave McClure definitely was not that tan. Let's get that straight. He was white.
Seems like you have some extra commentary on this Dave McClure fella.
Do you want white? Look at this. I'm going to take a picture of this.
You're having a white off, apparently.
Wow.
I'm posting this on Facebook. We're going to have a white off.
Yeah. So who likes One Direction and mac and cheese? Let's see who the whitest person here is.
I like them both.
It's probably me.
Pumpkin who's spice the
guy?
Lattes.
Who's the guy? I don't know a lot of these wrestlers' names, but there's a guy in there who looks like Dice,
like with the chops and the America shirt.
Comes out, it's like, oh. Remind me of his name. Because he's awesome.
He's from out of state.
Was he?
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
I couldn't stop laughing when I saw that. All we need is to pop his collar and put some big sunglasses on and smoke, and he's dice. Go and hit some chops. Oh! Book it. That's money. You thought Ray put butts in seats.
Uh-uh. It's this guy.
Have a dice impersonator.
Greg Romero, I believe his name is.
Okay. But not, he's not a regular.
No.
Okay. So it's kind of hard to recount the details of a battle royal.
So let's get down to the few competitors left, maybe?
Well, I like the story between Tom Chad so well and Odwin. You know, I liked how they continued that from the last show. You mm-hmm. know, so well, and Tom Chad turned on Odwin out of the blue, and then
continuity
ended up eliminating the big man.
Right. Do you want to talk to this at all?
Yeah.
This is kind of a big deal.
Not a lot I remember. There's a lot of adrenaline.
I remember Dave McClure getting the shit chopped out of him.
Yeah.
Also throwing a lot of forearms.
Yeah.
Which was interesting because, see, you remind me a lot of Dave McClure.
Yeah.
And it was weird to see someone like you being aggressive and violent. You have to understand, Cody's probably the nicest person.
It's his evil twin.
And to see him or you or whoever we're talking about here actually like being aggressive and throwing arms was bizarre.
It's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that Kofi Kingston spot Trey Matthews did. Did you guys see that one?
Remind me.
So I believe Odwin and Tom Chad just got eliminated, and Trey uses the ring post to not get eliminated, but then he gets cocky, and Leo Wolf's right there, and then ends up eliminating him.
Gotcha. I guess we can say this now. It was difficult for us to see a lot.
Yeah.
Just because there were so many rows and people standing up.
On their chairs.
Many times who didn't need to.
Mm-hmm. Like grown-ass male.
If you're in the front row, you don't need to stand up. Sorry. Just for future reference. So a lot of the spots we weren't able to see very well, and that got true as the show went on. Like, people got sick of sitting, I think. So ultimately, this is what it kind of came down to. This is why I understood the finish. So, RJ Remington. Fourth.
Matt had a count. Just to,
I was making
it's
sure.
It's not the third, right?
I don't think so.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
So he goes. No. So he goes out. And then it comes down. And Pepe is the one who.
You think is the left one. Or
so
last
he makes
standing.
The last elimination, right?
Yeah.
And then RJ gets back in the ring.
And eliminates little Pepe, much to Matt's dismay.
Yeah. So how did RJ not get eliminated? Did he?
He went through probably the middle row?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know. Dave was eliminated at that point.
Yeah, he had to get his ass to the back.
Yeah.
You see, they really
invested. Fucking shame.
Invested in this Dave character. So I suppose RJ is the winner of this match. And was this for anything? Like, was it?
Nope, just Rookie of the Year.
Being Rookie of the Year. We'll never know if some special comes from it, but
to get a shot at a championship. Is he coming for Junior?
You never know. I look what they do with Andre in the Battle Royal. It's more
more a waste of time. I'm saying Andre is,
yeah.
Not this one.
Okay, yeah.
The Andre one is just a way to get everyone paid, but I don't think that's even how it works anymore. Anyway, match number three. So we had, I believe this was, how they refer to it? An I Quit submission match?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So it was Blitz versus Jason Bravo. So they've had a story, yes.
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 Jason Bravo's been trying to rebuild his enterprise.
Oh.
And found his accomplice in creepy Uncle Jasper, which doesn't really make sense to me, but okay.
So they're aligned now?
They're aligned.
Jasper. Okay.
And then, so Bravo's had a shoulder injury for the past couple of months, and then he took out Blitz at the last show, built their feud to this one.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Trying to rehash.
I mean, at Tough Love, I believe he used the crowbar taking out Blitz, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
If I remember.
And did he use that on the arm? Like, is that why they were...
Yeah, so that's why Blitz came out in a sling, and then he took it off, threw it on the ground.
Okay. Makes sense. So, Bravo comes out, talks a little-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then brings out...
his lady friend. Yeah, because he had Nikita Le... what's her bucket?
Nikita LeFleur.
Yes.
I believe is how you pronounce that. Yes?
Yeah.
So she comes out with the crowbar, right?
Yes.
And I guess more-ish is talked before.
Blitz's music plays, but he doesn't show up, and then Bravo calls him a pansy or something. And then eventually he does come out.
Yes. I gotta say, too, the haircut, good call. Looks much more gentlemanly now with the haircut. Not that he's going for gentlemanly.
Wait, who? Blitz or...
Blitz.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think Bravo looked about Bravo.
Yeah.
Did he change at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blitz comes out, and we have a match. So pulls out the sling, like we said. And that was kind of the story of the match, too, is Bravo kept working over the arm, which makes sense. Like, if someone's had an injury recently, they're going to work it over, mm-hmm. right? So this is where I got confused. So... This I think was what made it so funny is because we couldn't see a lot mm-hmm. because the kids were all over the guardrail and yada yada, and so all of a sudden we just see Nikita just running away, just running down the aisle like what the hell, and then all of a sudden
we see Jasper in a wheelchair, tall ass,
like
what the fuck?
Could you stand to be by next to Jasper? He's a little creepy.
I mean, I don't say I blame her.
I don't like the way he looks at you.
Just... Right? Oh, I don't like the way he looks at me. Every time.
Poor guy.
Can't catch a break.
What's it like sharing a locker room with Uncle Jasper?
You stay at the opposite end as far as away from him as
you can. Have your friend hold
a
towel up over
you. Yeah, you do that move. I suppose there were some advantages to not being able to see very well. So it made that spot hold better.
Yeah, you hoped.
So, that's where I was confused. Like, aren't they on the same team? Like, aren't they both on...
Yeah, I didn't see what the shenanigans happened between them.
Jasper was just creeping her out way too much, and she couldn't take it.
So she bailed. Jasper follows.
He was in pursuit. He saw a hot thing, and he went after it. He's all about equal liberty, guys.
Equality?
Equality, thank you.
Equal liberty?
Equilibrium?
Equilibrium and totally. Equality combined.
All
new word.
E-word diarrhea is happening right now.
Right?
Yeah. So, after those two exit, there's some more back and forth. I believe Blitz goes on the offensive, and then Nikita returns with the crowbar, which makes the match change very quickly. There's a beatdown that ensues, and again, couldn't see this very well, but I assume Blitz quit or submitted while in some sort of arm move. They were on the ground, and we couldn't see.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In some ways, I kind of missed the front row.
Yeah.
Because this was never an issue. And this time we were at like 17th row. We were at a second to last row by the stage. So that was our vantage point. So Jason Bravo goes over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Match number 4, right? So we get the No More Heroes, who is consistently expanding.
Yeah, they're growing.
right?
Yeah.
So they
so you've
come out...
got, who's in it? Orca, Reyes,
yeah, Jeff Orcutt.
Matthews, Slick is like their mascot, and...
Deacon Doom had to join because he lost. And he's been a little reluctant with it all.
So that's, yeah, that's where I was kind of confused, because by the end, I think they explained that. Like, they explained, oh, look, now he's full board with them. Because, like, all of a sudden he comes out and turns up the racism and gets heat. And I was like, where did that come from? Oh, that was his turn. Okay, makes sense. Anyway, getting ahead of ourselves. So we had the aforementioned No More Heroes took on the 12-gauge order and...
Derek Jannetty,
Was this his first match back?
Yeah, he's been doing commentary for a while, but he took out No More Heroes at the last show, so I think this is a return. I don't know how long he's been away, but came back for this one.
Yes. Before we get into this, so there seemed to be a new referee, right? Is he newer?
Yeah, there's a different referee.
Okay. I was trying to... Lindsay and I were trying to figure out who he looks like.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Matt has his theories.
Yeah. He looks like he's related to Bronson. No?
They could be cousins.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So, he looks like a cross between Bronson, and if anybody knows the band Neck Deep, he looks like the singer from Neck Deep. Those two intermixed. If you ever looked those two up and, like, did a face mash... You probably have this guy.
This referee.
Yeah.
The more you know.
So, Trey needs to watch those Swantons.
Oh. Cool. I think I dropped an F word under my breath, too, with that.
Like, again.
It was so scary.
From our crappy vantage point, like, it looks like he landed on the top of his head. He's like, is he going to get around? Oh.
I think there was a collective... Oh, from the crowd, too.
Like, hopefully he got all the way around.
Once again, we couldn't see, so it looked like.
Yeah. So, thoughts on this one?
Solid match from what I saw. I'm sorry, I only saw about 25% of the show, so I don't have much input.
Mm-hmm. I think it was good. I think No More Heroes is an interesting
collection. They're stepping up their douche game, for real. They all look like a bunch of douchebags.
Wasn't Trey rocking the man bun this time? Is he working with the man bun?
A little bit. I mean, he wears it.
He pulls it back into a ponytail.
Yeah, he pulls a top back.
So
like
it's not.
Cody like, needs pigtails.
Man bun status.
Yeah, pigtails now.
Oh. Just like Miley Cyrus pigtails.
Oh, no.
Comes in like a wrecking
ball.
You're
not going to go with the pigtails, Cody?
No.
Okay, maybe Dave can go with him sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to Dave about that.
Yeah. So how did the 12-gauge order get involved with Derek? Have they just had beef with...
Well, so like last show, 12-gauge came out to save... No More Heroes was doing the beatdown on 12-gauge after their match.
And then Derek Jannetty came in and cleared the ring.
Save it.
Okay.
And so that's where their alliance formed.
Okay.
And so that was thanks to Marcus.
So he made that match.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I believe 12-gauge and Derek Jannetty ended up picking up this victory. Correct?
I didn't take any notes.
I believe they did. Because I believe, well, and then there was shenanigans afterward,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you could expect that from No More Heroes,
right?
Right.
So there were shenanigans after the match. I think that's when Deacon went full board. Like, he was on commentary, right? Was he on commentary, or was it just
He
Josh
was doing commentary earlier in the night. They introduced him for commentary with Josh Damian.
Yeah. So he was on commentary, and then...
I think he came up from commentary.
And he had the vest on, which he didn't come out with the vest, so...
I'm thinking...
Interesting enough.
Yes.
That's why it transpired, and Deacon makes you aware that he is full board.
No More Hero.
No More Heroes with them, so...
He's
interesting,
anti-hero.
Interesting dynamic going forward. So, let's talk about this one. Holy cow. Match number 5. So we had... Nick Valentino versus Cassidy.
It's been a while since Cassidy's been in the ring. Sorry,
I can't recall the last time I've seen a Cassidy match.
I can't either. Maybe 2014?
I know he was active a long time ago.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, when we first started, because I'd always brag to you guys how, Cassidy would come out and talk to me.
Oh, yeah, he talked shit on you.
Yeah, he talked shit on me all the time, and...
Cody said shit!
Dang it.
Cody said shit!
Gosh, dang it.
So is it only that you won't swear around us? Because it seems like it's part, well, I guess, when Dave's in the locker room, like, he's going to be exposed to all manner of...
language.
Dirty words.
I don't swear in front of a lot of people.
He likes us, so he can curse.
Including us.
Including you.
I think I've heard you swear twice.
They've both been on...
They have been on this show.
Actually, no. It's been 3 times.
Oh, no!
What? Wait, what?
The Rumble!
Yeah, when Roman Reigns eliminated The Undertaker.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to see someone... if you ever wanted to see a baby have their candy stolen right out of their little fingers...
Watch that
with
Cody. If it was ever recorded.
I wish I did.
Nevertheless. So he would come out just... this is before we did the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he would talk smack against us and...
like, just against you? Like...
well, I guess against me. Well, yeah. Because it was him in Paradise quite a bit before.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they'd interact with the crowd and... I happen to be one of the lucky guys being called a redneck, and I didn't know what to call him, so I'd be like, I'd copy that guy Ray, one of the fans.
Oh.
And he'd always tell Cass to eat another cheeseburger, and I'd be like, yeah, what he said. You know, just to...
yeah, put some ketchup on it.
That's all.
Oh, see, I didn't even think of that. I should have said something like that.
Extra large fry.
But yeah, so, I mean, he'd come out. So that was... quite a while ago.
So it's been probably a long time since he's actually wrestled.
Yeah, I would think so.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, other than seeing him as a commission during the wedding.
Right.
But, I mean, he didn't wrestle.
No.
He's kind of walked around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story is actually pretty intense, too. So Cassidy turned on Nick at...
Mochi Palooza,
costing him the championship.
Yep.
Right? Which set up this match. What did Nick have in his hand that he broke over Cassidy's head when he walked
beer
in?
Beer bottle?
Was it a beer bottle?
Yeah, I believe so.
He was drinking from it?
Yeah, I cleaned up the glass. Pretty sure it was a beer bottle.
Okay. Interesting. So, essentially, pretty early on in the match, Nick introduces the barbed wire chair, which...
he takes a flip on.
There's a rule in wrestling. Right? If you bring it in, you're going to take it, essentially. Which both of them ended up taking it to some degree, but I think Nick got it a lot worse. He got, I guess, thrown off the top rope onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Took that early. It's kind of some back and forth until Paradise enters into the match.
With
handcuffs
and a taser.
Handcuffs and a taser. Which also looked legit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that taser was legit.
I'm kind of glad because... so, Nick ends up taking a couple of...
tases?
Tases?
Is that tase high?
Don't tase
me. What's the plural?
Don't tase me, bro. I took a couple of those.
Eventually, Noah, though, gets run out of the freaking building.
That was one of the best spots of the whole night.
It was.
Watching Noah run away from the
taser. You look legit scared shitless.
He got the F out. He hauled, poor guy. He sold it though, it was great.
Yeah.
So he got the F out. We end up getting Marcus, who runs to the back.
Grabs the key.
While Nick is taking a whole bunch of unprotected chair shots to the head. Nick. So Marcus goes back, finds the key, lets Nick out while...
Cassidy was put through a table at this point?
He got kicked in the dick.
Oh, okay.
He was down from that. Marcus saves Nick. Nick gets on the offensive, eventually puts him out through the table. And Nick is able to pick up... I guess he put him through the garbage can, too. So there's the garbage can spot. kicked in the dick spot, and then the table spot. And that was the finish of the match.
Yeah.
So, Nick ends up going over.
Yes.
What do you think about this one?
This is a good one. Nick always does crazy shit, though. Scares me.
He doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, I think a lot of people really liked this match. It got a really positive reaction, so...
Mm-hmm. I was kind of scared, though, for, like, the people who haven't seen this before, and more, like, were there for wrestling, like...
Were there for Ray and the death match. It wasn't a death match, but...
No.
But it was still like, pretty violent. I mean, there was a lot of really little kids there.
Yeah.
But I think they did it well. It was... It wasn't, like, super gory. I mean, the taser...
I think the chair shots were really violent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was really the only... I think it's the barbed wire, like, obviously, but... I think you take those things out, it would have been... I don't know. Ultimately, it's about the story that it tells. And I think within the context of the story that these two were trying to tell, the spots all made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't have a problem. I just think about, like, when I'm sitting in front of a 4-year-old girl, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what that? But that's their choice to bring him to that show. So, mm-hmm. that's just what's going to happen. So we had Inter-Freaking Mission.
Yeah.
Right?
Matt did not go in Ventura to Taco Bell.
I didn't leave. Good. I didn't leave the building all night.
Yeah, I don't think you could leave the building.
Yeah. I mean, I could have, but I kind of just chose to stay and hang out. They had t-shirts for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merch money.
Yes. So, I'm going to throw a little shade.
Oh, Matt.
Loving shade. So, the next match, as Victoria called it, was an 8-man intergender match.
What?
She called it an 8-man intergender match.
Yeah. It was an 8-gender...
As opposed to an 8-person intergender match. If it's 8 men, then it's not man. Intergender.
Oh, I got it.
Nitpicky shit.
I couldn't do her job better. I'm just having fun. It was just funny to hear that.
Girl, hit me up. You can tell him he's a dick. It's cool.
I'm not there. If nothing else, I'm paying attention.
Do you?
Right? So, we had match number 6, yes?
Yeah.
So it was the intergender match between, we had Guerrero Azteca, Tony Montoya,
mm-hmm.
Gabby Arce and Paradise versus Marty Daniels and the Tribe. Is that what they call themselves?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. So thoughts on this match?
I didn't see any of it, so don't even ask me. I could not see anything. I think this is the point where the grown man decided to stand himself up.
I think that was, I think it was a little bit later, but...
Oh, I couldn't see over him.
But no, it was good. So, started off early, we had the good guys control most of the match. They kind of turned over toward the middle. It was pretty back and forth. There was some interplay there, I guess, toward the end, I think, between Gabby and...
Paradise,
so that story continues.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for a while. Like, are they still kind of, like, in this...
The frenemy kind of,
like,
thing.
Bickering.
High school girls, basically to a T.
That's ultimately what they're doing. Is that what it seems like?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So that kind of plays into the end of the match, and we have Marty and the Tribe go over.
Yes.
So it was a good match. There was a lot going on. It's pretty long, too. I thought this one went, like, a long time. It felt like... Thoughts, comments, anything?
Not really. Like, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. So then we transition to match number 7, which was the Lucha match.
Yes.
On the show, right?
Yeah.
So we had Dragon and Durango Kid, who came back.
Yeah.
So he came out of retirement then, or?
Just wanted to wrestle a match?
You think of the 15th anniversary. Blitz came back at the... 13th anniversary?
Did he?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You were there.
I mean, the 14th one.
Oh, maybe it's the 14th. I don't know. I thought we talked about it.
I mean, he had a couple matches, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that's when he became champ, huh? Was that the 14th?
Yeah. That's okay. The one where we didn't call it at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were like, Blitz ain't winning this, and he wins it. We're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I remember we did Process of Elimination, and I was like, well, Blitz isn't winning. That's like the first thing I said. I think maybe someone did it just to be a dick.
So, I mean, you never know pops up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in anniversary shows.
But this, I think, was smart to have on the card.
Mm-hmm.
Especially down the stretch. I think because a lot of people were having their first exposure to this promotion, I think a lot of people toward the end were getting
restless a little
tired.
Bit.
which is no fault of any of the wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that's what this was. Like, bringing in Ray was a way to get eyes on their product. Among other things, but that's one of the reasons that they would do that. So, it makes sense, but in some way you do need to appeal to the audience that they knew would be there for this, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's smart to book it. Lots of lucha spots, arm drags, ranas, kind of standard lucha fare. It looked like, and this is another one where I didn't quite see the finish, so I'm taking a stab at this one. It looked like Dragon countered a 450 from Durango into a roll-up.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And I believe that was the pin. So I saw Durango hit a 450, right? And then it looked like there was some sort of like scuffle, and then Dragon got the pin. So I'm assuming he countered and reversed it somehow into a roll-up.
Yeah.
Okay. And he got the win.
Yeah.
Thought the crowd was into it. They were happy. They put on a good match.
Yeah, you hear from the back how loud the crowd was. I mean, it was crazy.
You weren't in the back,
no, Dave was. No. He just told me this.
They're
yeah.
really close.
Come on.
We gotta
twins.
Get used to this new spiel.
Yeah.
I mean, really dull. I mean,
I know.
Considering this is a one off, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, to match number 8. Which was for the Tag Team Championship. So we had the team of Leo Wolf and Odd One took on...
The Two Cheesy.
Two Cheesies.
ADHD. ADHD, yeah.
Cheese One and Cheese Two. Two Cheesies.
Is that what they're called now?
No, that's their thing. They're like the Two Sweet.
I got that, but do they call themselves Cheese One?
No, it's ADHD.
It's still ADHD.
But I'm going to call them Two Cheeses.
That was Lindsay's interpretation.
Think about that, cheese two.
Cheese number one,
cheese
number two. You guys can fight over what you want to be.
Goodness gracious.
I'm sorry.
It's interesting too, because they're bad guys, yes.
Yes.
Like they have the change of character, right?
A change of heart.
But they still bring out cheeseburgers, right?
Can't work the sponsors, man.
They still...
You can't be uncheesy if you're too cheesy.
That's right. I mean, that's what the whole...
That's their thing.
Do you see their shirt? I mean,
what are they going to come out with? Hot dogs now?
Y'all seem to think that I'm confused.
Crown Burger?
I'm not confused. I'm very much on the same page here.
Uh-huh.
I just don't... So they still do, like, a lot of, for lack of a better term, kind of a lot of the herpy-derpy spots that they used to do as a team that they're just kind of known for, just kind of being a couple klutzes. But they're bad guys?
I think... I don't know. I just interpret it as they're offended by Odd One now and they just want to take him out, so...
So Will's going back to his roots of how he was when...
Beginning of last year.
Yeah, with Bravo Enterprise. Mm-hmm. He was still klutz
mean
and
so
all
well.
That, but he was mean. Right?
I like Mean So Well.
Mean So Well is great.
Mean So Well is awesome.
I guess there's room for Mean So Well to still be somewhat of a village idiot,
mm-hmm.
right? So, it makes sense. So they go for that stink face spot.
That was awesome. I laughed.
I thought I was seeing Chad sell the his face when he realized that it wasn't Odd One taking his ass. Like
he was like, what the hell?
That was a nice spot. I appreciated
great.
That. But again, ultimately it breaks down to shenanigans. There's a spot with the belts where I believe Tom Chad is distracting the ref with
trying to use his belt, so Will uses his.
To get the distraction. It's not a distraction, the use of the belt, right?
Yep.
As a weapon.
And
gets
then
the victory.
Tom checks up the pin.
Yes. So ADHD retains.
Yes. With celebratory burgers.
Of course. You
not
know, they don't have to do the sponsor spot. Like, anybody else can eat a fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Not that they need to. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be those two. Does it?
Why not? Two biggest hillbillies in the company?
Are cheeseburgers exclusive to hillbillies?
Yes. Yes, they are,
Matt. I identify as one who enjoys a cheeseburger, and simultaneously, I do not identify as a hillbilly.
I disagree.
On which part?
You're a hillbilly.
Oh, I thought we were going to disagree on the cheeseburger.
You know what needs to happen.
We'll prove to you that I like cheeseburger. What?
You remember Simon Dean and Bobby Lashley with the cheeseburger spot?
Oh, yeah.
You know what they need
That's
to do?
That's a legend.
They need to throw back and they need to have like a cheeseburger eat-off, like an eating contest.
They should.
Loser has to eat like all those cheeseburgers.
Dude came out on a Segway.
That's right.
Dave McClure needs to get a Segway.
I've already pitched my ideas. He knows it.
No.
Yeah.
Talking about the
Barbie. The Barbie car? Jeep Tonka truck looking thing. Just bring that to the ring.
And it'd work too, because Cody would fit in it.
Wow.
Roasted.
Short joke.
Did you just dab?
You Did look Matt so much like dab? An asshole right now.
The podcast just became lit.
Yo.
Now Matt's using lit.
Fire. Straight
Lindsay,
fire.
We converted him.
Oh, no, I'm
lit
converted.
AF.
Oh, he's converted. Lit AF. That's the next. Lit AF. That's all you have to say. On
God
the
bless
next
this
match.
Generation.
Was this match lit AF?
I thought it. Hey, yeah, it was, actually.
I'm just paraphrasing, man. I'm not.
I know.
There's no volition behind
There words. Will be. Someday, Matt. I'll update you on all trending items.
No, you're serious, though. Cody is actually my liaison to all things pop culture.
Kind of,
yeah. I don't give
kinda,
a shit.
Yeah. It's true. He doesn't.
So Cody had to tell me what dabbing was.
I had to show him. I showed him.
Yeah, we have it on video.
Oh, yeah. That's
Next,
right.
You gotta learn how to do the water bottle flip and then the Salt Bae thing.
Oh, yeah. The Salt Bae.
I know the water bottle thing. I don't know.
We'll teach you Salt Bae later.
Yeah, it's new.
I know Bae. Is this Bae is like Roman Reigns' Bae type thing for you, or... He bae.
Romans Cody's bae.
Brayden Austin versus Bronson.
Also in Bizarro World.
Yeah, like, this is weird.
Things have changed, man. Like, Bronson, the good guy.
The crazy good guy?
So, yeah, so I was like, okay, so is he still
psychotic?
Like, who is he? What is his character now? Like, can this work? Does it work as a.
I'm sure it would.
As a face,
I mean,
and like it did.
I know some good crazy people, right? They're nice people. You keep arm distance away, so they can't hurt you.
Like me.
So not all crazy people have to be malevolent. They can be well intentioned and helpful.
Yeah.
You just have to realize that.
You gotta know their limitations.
Yeah. You enforce the restraining order.
Yeah. It's sometimes if necessary.
Really, it's a boundary issue, is what we're saying.
You can be crazy, just keep your distance.
Ultimately, it comes down to an issue of boundaries.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
where are we going with this?
We're talking about the match, Cody. We're getting to it.
Like,
we're talking
okay.
about... So we have Bronson, who's freshly faced. We have Brayden Austin, who is still carrying on with...
Bad Brayden gimmick.
Bad Brayden. Thoughts?
I didn't see much of this match either, unfortunately. Oh. I was kind of sad about it.
I will say I felt really bad for them, because they got the death spot. Like, the semi-main event, that's a hard spot to have on a card. Especially a long card, especially with this crowd. Like, they had their work cut out for them. So they did it. I mean, it was interesting to see this dynamic shift. It feels like a year ago, especially like, you think back to that Fatal 4-Way that we saw, like, way different, like, as far as the two characters who were in the ring now as opposed to what they were in August. but way different. And it's interesting to see Brunson work this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan of Braden Austin. I have been for a long time. And it's interesting to see Brunson work this different kind of character, even though it still is, at the core, Brunson. Kind of who he is.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were trying to tell some sort of story. And part of it, I'm not sure, like, totally sure what the story was, but it seemed like Brunson was talking to Braden before the match.
Well, wasn't there, at the last show, didn't they have beef with each other? Like, Braden Austin attacked him from behind.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that kind of set up.
He said, Brunson said something about, like, building or wanting to build the UCW or something like that, and then
we got nothing.
Braden retorted with, "I want to kill you." So,
it's all.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it works down, and we have Brunson who goes over.
Yeah.
It's a good match. They worked with what they had. It was a tough spot to be in. It's hard. I'm sure it's hard to work in front of a dead crowd. Not their fault. It's what it is. Mm-hmm. So, my two silent co-hosts will now talk about the main event.
Yeah, because I actually got smart during this one and stood on my chair.
What was this like? What was this like for you guys?
I think Junior X and Paco actually got booed this time.
Yeah.
I don't think they did when they came out. I think they only got booed once they started.
In the ring.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But
they did get booed.
Yeah, so we have the team of
801
District and Martin Casals come out, and then we get the opposing team, right?
Yep.
So we get Dante.
Dante and...
Bobby Jackson.
Bobby Jackson.
Who was in no mood last night, it appears. He kind of just went straight to the ring. There was no stopping, there was no interaction. He came out and bolted to the ring. It was kind of cool, the way he came out.
Yeah, well, I think just because the way how pissed off he was from the last show, just the attacks that were going on between Martin and them.
Mm-hmm. Same, true.
And then this guy,
what's his name again?
Ray? Mystery? Mystery? How do you say his name?
King of Mystery?
What?
Something like that. It's Ray's king.
Rey Mysterio.
I know that. I studied 2 semesters of Spanish.
This was kind of bizarre. I mean,
it was cool.
It was cool to see. It was cool. Like, you kind of think about, like, everything that guy's done. Like, that's the guy who's won a Royal Rumble. Like, that's a guy who
was in a stretcher and got slapped against a pole.
That's a great spot.
Right?
Landed on his face.
That was the guy that...
We're talking about highlights here. We're not talking
about
when he got beat up by Big Show.
Oh, right. Dang it.
But no, I mean, this is a guy who's wrestled globally. The biggest names in the business. You know? And he's at this show.
Yeah.
In our little...
In Utah.
In our little local indie. So, it was cool to see.
It was very awesome.
So, thoughts about the match.
Okay.
So we had a lot of back and forth between the wrestlers. Eventually, it gets pretty lopsided, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have...
Dante went out first.
Yes.
And then Bobby Jackson after.
Yes. So, the match comes down to Ray versus...
All.
Ray versus All.
Yeah. The Ultimate Survivor.
Which is interesting that they booked it that way. It was kind of funny because as I was like watching this and thinking about the match, I was like, are they just going to have Ray stand there? Like, I mean, that's smart because like, this is a guy who's been around forever and has probably 2 bad knees and a bad hip and all the other things that you get from doing what you do for as long as he did, right? But eventually he's the only one that wrestles. So eventually we have Junior X goes out first. And then, so they did the Eddie spot.
I love that. That was super cool.
Martin, which I thought was... And he started just to show more of the Eddie stuff as he was... as the match went forward. which I thought was cool. Like, it's cool that he can do that more so now that he is on the indies. Mm-hmm. Like, he can get away with doing a lot of those spots and can kind of do them because the people like it, and especially when he's around an audience that's largely Latina. Like, I think that's smart to do. So, that's going to get you a lot of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, baby face points.
Yeah. You
know, right? So then it comes down to Junior, Paco. Paco and Ray. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, Ray ended up hitting the 619 and the frog splash on Paco and pins him.
Yes.
So Ray is the sole survivor.
He is. Crowd goes nuts.
Thoughts on the match?
It was a great match. It was really fun to watch. I mean, I was standing on chairs the whole time trying not to fall on my ass, so.
Yeah, trying to see the match was difficult from where we were, but.
Oh, this is where the one guy put his kid on top of his head while he was standing on a chair.
Oh,
and
impressive.
Then I lost.
You took up like 12 feet of.
Yep. I was like, oh,
space.
Okay. Yeah. I tried moving around it, but I couldn't, so.
Yeah. So, I thought the match was really fun.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was surreal. It was really cool to see that. Afterward, we get a promo where Paco attempts to shake Ray's hand, and Ray asks the crowd if he should, and the crowd obviously says no, and he goes for a handshake and gives him the finger. And then he goes, you're good, kid. You're good. You're real good. Mm-hmm. Just not that good. And that's the show.
Yeah.
So, thoughts overall?
Amazing. I liked what I actually saw, because I couldn't see anything. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the lesson learned here is if we are going to go to another big show at the complex...
You're going to have to
Maybe we invest.
We're going to have to save up now until...
Maybe we invest in it, because it's really difficult to see.
It is.
Without stadium seating, without...
Yeah, and that's not anything due to them. That's us being us, where we chose to sit and whatnot. So, we'll spring for the better seating in
right.
the future.
Right on. Any final thoughts on the show, Cody?
I thought it was amazing overall.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, just from the beginning to end, it just, everything just seems so well placed, and there is an adrenaline rush, just this hype that lasted throughout the whole thing. It was awesome.
It also leaves a lot of open doors and unanswered questions where things could go next, because nothing's really continued or set in stone, so it's kind of like you don't know what you're going to get at the next show, which is interesting to see where they're going to take things.
Like not having any sort of like real feuds, I guess, going forward. So we'll see what they end up doing.
Yeah.
Right. Until that time, it is almost time for us to proceed.
Fastlane.
Yay!
How fast is Kevin Owens losing his belt tonight?
Probably pretty.
Dang it.
Anyway, guys, I'm Matt.
I'm Cody.
I'm Lindsay.
Thanks for joining us on our little reunion tour.
Good night.